Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Pubs are scheduled to reopen next Monday, the 20th of July. And it is part of phase four of the reopening of Ireland. And as you know, if you've been paying attention to these things over recent weeks, there was originally five phases. And then they sped things along a bit, and there's now four phases. So the reopening of pubs that don't sell food was brought forward to the 20th of July, which is next Monday. But now serious concerns have been raised by the National Public Health Emergency Team, NPHET, due to the trends of COVID-19 over the last week or two. I was surprised, I have to be honest with you, in the results of a poll that I ran on Twitter with several hundred votes on this poll. And the question that I asked is, do you think the time is right to reopen all of Ireland's pubs? And here's the result. 54% of you said no. I was really taken aback by that, I have to say. 33% of you said yes. And 13% weren't sure. But 54% of people in our Twitter poll over the last 48 hours said no, they don't think that the pubs should reopen next Monday. And I want to hear from you. If you're in the pub business, if you're a member of staff, this is a very uncertain time for you, because for the last couple of weeks, you know, we've been aiming towards the 20th to get all the rest of the pubs opened. And now it seems to be up in the air again. The approval of phase four by the government, they're having a meeting this evening, would mean the pubs could reopen, but that's if they give the go ahead. And there is a lot of thought now that they may not give the go ahead for the reopening of pubs. Acting Chief Medical Officer Ronan Glynn yesterday said it was still too early to say whether phase four would go ahead. Let's find out from the publican's viewpoint how they're feeling, because I have to say, if you are a worker in a bar that is due to reopen next Monday, this is very uncertain times for you. On the one hand, you've been looking forward to getting back to work maybe next Monday, and now it's all up in the air again. I'm joined on the line to find out a little bit more about this whole thing by Donal O'Keefe. He is the CEO of the Licensed Vintners Association, which represents the pub trade here in Dublin. It is a very concerning time, and Donal, if I can just put it to you, that the signs aren't good now for reopening of the rest of the pubs next Monday.
No, I mean, we're very concerned by the concerns being expressed by NPHET that pubs should not be allowed to open next Monday, the 20th of July. There's a cabinet meeting at 5:30 this afternoon in Dublin Castle to make a decision on those NPHET recommendations, but clearly we're very concerned. There's lots of signals that the scheduled reopening will be deferred, and that would be, you know, enormously disappointing, a body blow for the pub trade in Dublin.
Now, originally pubs weren't meant to open until phase five, which was into August. As we said, it's looking like that might now be pushed back into August again. There's obviously a grave concern with the pub trade that they're not getting any guidance. They don't know, even if they were to open next Monday, what they're meant to do.
No, we think we're being treated appallingly here. I mean, there are one third of the pubs in Dublin still to open. Those businesses are shut today. They have no guidelines about the conditions and their public health requirements that they'll be obliged to fulfil when they reopen, 4 or 5 days away from a scheduled reopening. And obviously we have these continuous rumours and concerns that the date is going to be pushed back. It's an appalling way to treat the businesses. It's an appalling way to treat the staff that work in those businesses, and it's really disappointing for our customers as well. We do have a situation that two-thirds of the pubs in Dublin are already open, those that serve food. Every restaurant in Dublin is essentially open. The hotel sector is open. And it's deeply disappointing, deeply frustrating that the wet-only traditional Dublin pubs are not being allowed to open If that pans out to be the case.
Now, I know the acting chief medical officer, Dr. Ronan Glynn, said yesterday that as regards guidance, he believes all of the guidance is already out there and that pubs already know what they would have to do if they're allowed to reopen. Is that correct?
No, we don't think so. The guidance that's out there is very specific around food. So pubs that serve food and restaurants. So the requirement to purchase a substantial meal and the time limit of 105 minutes. Now, the pubs that remain to open do not serve food. That's why they have been delayed. So how is that guidance going to work in the context of a pub that essentially only sells drink? So we understand and accept fully that there will be a requirement for social distancing, for signage, for contact tracing. Those issues are not problems for us. But, for example, will people be allowed to sit at the bar? How long will people be allowed to stay? Are there any other conditions that might be attached to a with-only pub reopening? There's simply not there's no information available.
Okay, if the government were to announce this evening that pubs could reopen, would they be able to? I see one particularly famous Dublin pub, Grogan, saying that they're not going to be opening next Monday, no matter what happens. Are other pubs in that same space?
Yeah, we've no doubt there'll be some. We've also no doubt that the majority will attempt to get open. The real issue here is around staff, and the real issue here is around what guidelines might be in place. These businesses have been closed for 18 long weeks now. They're very anxious to get open. They're gagging to get back to business. So I think a strong majority of them would push hard to get open on Monday if they're allowed to.
Okay, now obviously everything we as a society have done in the last number of months has been following health advice in terms of the lockdown and the close down of businesses and everything else. In your opinion, bearing in mind that we have seen an increase in COVID-19 cases recently, in your opinion, are pubs ready to open and is now the time to reopen pubs?
Well, the first thing to say is we have taken our responsibilities under public health enormously seriously. We were the first national sector in Ireland to close down back on the 15th of March at the direction of the Minister for Health. Compliance with that was virtually 100%. We know from the Garda inspection reports last week that compliance by pubs around the public health guidelines, those pubs that are already open, has been extraordinarily high, and we will follow the public health guidance. I suppose the point that concerns us is that we already have, two-thirds of the pubs open, all restaurants open, all hotels open. We have always felt, from the start, that all hospitality businesses should be treated equally, face the same guidelines, face the same restrictions, face the same conditions, but have the same opportunity to trade. So, you know, for us, it's hugely concerning that these pubs are potentially going to be held back for another couple of weeks.
Included in that reopening, though, is businesses like nightclubs. And I just know anecdotally around our office today asking people, and every single one said, no, we're not at that space yet.
Yeah, that's a slightly separate issue from pubs. Anybody in the late bar business, the nightclub business, will have ferocious problems anyway, because how you maintain social distancing in an environment where there's live music or a DJ or a band and where there is alcohol is a ferocious challenge. So the late night scene, I think, is going to be highly challenged no matter what. But we're essentially in the main talking here about traditional Dublin pubs that work regular hours and that have regular customers, and that's a different proposition. That's the vast majority of the businesses that remain to reopen, and they're the ones that we're concerned about, because they've been closed for 18 weeks and have not made any contribution, played no role in the infection rate over the last 18 weeks because they've simply been locked up.
Okay, but obviously the worry is, as we've seen in other countries, that when pubs and bars reopen, we seem to see an increase in the infection rate because of the way in which people mingle in a social setting.
We understand that. We're aware of that as well. But I suppose we would point to the fact that two-thirds of the pubs are already open and they have shown the ability to follow the public health guidelines. We believe the final third that remain to open should be given that opportunity here and should follow the public guidelines, public health guidelines that would be given to them. So in many ways, you could make the case that spreading out the business across the entire trade is a safer proposition. You have less density of people. It just seems deeply unfair to us that these would not be considered okay to open at this stage. We're still permitting international travel. We're doing lots of things to begin reopening the economy, and we think reopening the balance of the pub trade should be a part of that.
Okay, finally, as the government is looking at this whole thing today at the cabinet meeting, we ran a poll online over the last 48 hours asking the following question: do you think the time is right to reopen all of Ireland's pubs? 54% of people said no. Does that surprise you?
Well, it seems higher than I would have expected. We have been aware, we are doing our own consumer tracking research, that we thought about a third of consumers were concerned about pubs reopening, and they are very, you know, valid concerns. But we also think that our regulars, people who go to the pub frequently, are anxious for pubs to reopen. We know we'll be reopening to do a different style of business. It's not reopening as normal. We know we will be expecting to follow public health guidelines, and we will do so. But we're anxious to have the opportunity to get open, and then customers have to make their own decisions about whether they want to come visit the pub or not.
All right. Well, we'll watch this space to see what announcement is made by the government with regard to pubs. But in the meantime, Donal O'Keefe, CEO with the Licensed Vintners Association, thanks very much indeed for talking to us.
Good morning.
And I'd like to hear from you on 6797981. You can text, WhatsApp, or send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. As I mentioned just a moment ago to Donal, there are certain bars that have already said, look, we're not opening next week because we don't know what we're doing. I think one being Grogan's. They put up on social media yesterday that they have no plans, unfortunately, even if the go-ahead is given, to open next Monday, because they just haven't been given the right advice. I have to say, I do feel terribly sorry for the pub business because of this uncertainty. Here's what Grogan's wrote on Twitter. 1 week from our proposed reopening, the operational guidelines are yet to be released. It is extremely disheartening to see how pubs have been treated in this regard. As a result, we're sorry to announce we must postpone our reopening until the 27th of July at the earliest. And Grogan's is one of those pubs that Donal O'Keefe was referring to. It's a traditional Dublin pub where you go in, you have a pint, you might stay for a couple of hours, and then you head on your way. And they've said they're not reopening. I'd love to hear from you on 6797981, or you can do what Mark did. Send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. Is the time right now for reopening the pubs?
Hi guys, Mark here in Kilkenny. I did say to you yesterday that I thought the cases would be into the 30s by the middle of the week. I didn't think it would be so early with yesterday. It's a no-brainer. Shut the pubs. Shut the pubs, full stop. This is where it's going to spread rapidly. And the HSC need to action this now and shut the pubs.
Okay, he's even talking about shutting the ones that have reopened. The ones serving food. Amy thinks it would be mad.
Adrian, I think they're mad to open the pubs again. I think I feel really sorry for the small businesses and anybody who has had a really difficult time during the last 4 months. But I just think it's a bad idea. There was uproar on social media over the other pubs opening. And even though everyone's an adult, you can't trust people not to keep their social distance. Like, when you're drunk, you're disinhibited. It's just not natural to us as human beings to stay 2 metres apart. And unless the pubs have the adequate staff to keep everybody in check, what is the point in opening them? You know, leave the other ones as they are with the restaurants.
As we all know, as part of the reopening of Ireland plan, Phase 4 is due to kick in next Monday, and Phase 4 would see the rest of the pubs that haven't already reopened being allowed to reopen with social distancing and all that in place, so it'll be a little bit of a different experience. But that is the plan. Well, at least that was the plan. until the case numbers of recent weeks, particularly with young people, continue to rise, with 32 cases confirmed yesterday. That's the highest level in over a month. And obviously that's causing a little bit of concern that the statistics are getting higher and higher every day. The worry is if you reopen more pubs, then it's just going to add to the problem. Others believe that by opening more pubs, you're spreading people out more. You're encouraging them to go to a pub rather than having a house party. We know house parties are a huge problem, and you've no control whatsoever over house parties. Indeed, the Taoiseach even mentioned this in the Dáil yesterday. House parties with 30, 40, 50 people with absolutely no social distancing, with nobody to tell them to keep apart or whatever, are happening all over the country. At least with the pubs being reopened, you might have some sort of control over those people. Now, Sarah, you were saying that your husband, he's cracking up, basically. He's been off work since the middle of March and really wants to get back to work next Monday.
Yeah, Adrian, we understand, obviously, why they were all closed in the first place, as well as everything else. But at the minute, when you see, you know, most things back open again, you know, and maybe some places aren't social distancing, you know, as good as they can be. You just wonder then why, you know, can't the pubs open? I think the pubs are getting a bad rap, to be honest with you. They're kind of getting the blame for something that, you know, might happen, or, you know. But I was in a restaurant last week and, you know, me and a group of girls went, and to be honest, we weren't bothered with the food. We were going for drinks, and so with a lot of other people there, you know, and people weren't just ordering one drink at a time, they were ordering three every time the waitress went by, and they were trying to get as many in as they could. And I just thought, if this is happening here in a restaurant that's basically pretending to be a restaurant, but it's more likely a pub, why can't the pubs actually just open? Now, obviously, we're on the other side of it, you know, we need to live and pay our bills. And
yeah, you need your husband back out working again. Yeah, I'm sure.
Exactly. And
I'm sure.
Desperate for that.
And in terms of what he's been told, has he been told he'll be back to work next Monday, or has he been told
to be honest, his boss rang him the other day and said, at the minute, you know, we are still supposed to open, but there's been no, no guidelines or no word from anybody yet, so we're still kind of sitting in the dark. And then whispers kind of were going through the pub WhatsApp groups, you know, from the vintners and things like that yesterday. And to be honest, it's looking like Monday is not happening.
And it certainly feels that way. That's certainly the impression I'm getting.
Yeah. He texted me last night and he said, I don't think it's not looking like Monday is happening. And to be honest with you, we've been counting down to this, you know, with car payments and things like that, and what the government has given us, you know, yes, it's better than nothing, but it's not enough for a family of four to be living on. So we've been counting down, you know, come on Monday, and now it's no. You know,
right,
and I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't get upset.
That's what I was about to say. This, you know, an awful lot of people are back to work, but I'm very, very conscious that there are an awful lot of people still not back to work, including your own husband, and that has to be very, very stressful.
Oh, we are pulling our hair out. There's no point in lying about it. You know, we have been, like I say, counting down the days and thought we were finally at the finish line, and now it's not. I understand people's concerns as to why they don't want the pubs to open, but like I said, you know, I think people are not.
Let me ask you this question. Obviously, I don't know the pub, and I don't need to know the pub that your husband works in. Would you feel confident in his safety going to work in the premises that he works in?
You know, Adrian, I would. Now, I don't want to get into conspiracies or things like that, you know, because I do believe, you know, the virus is real. But at the same time, you know, my daughter was back swimming lessons yesterday. She started before, everything was closed down. So they restarted yesterday. You know, she was in the pool with a group of people. The instructor was in the pool. It was very hands-on. You know, there isn't anywhere that I've gone, and I'm not naming anywhere, but anywhere that I've gone, there is no social distancing, really. You know, in the queues in the shop, yes.
But other than that, no.
And people were on top of each other.
Fear here that as we open more stuff, people think life has gone back to normal when it hasn't really, and that's how we're seeing an increase in cases nearly every day now.
Yeah, like, no, I do understand that, and I do understand people's concerns, but from where I'm standing, like I said, you know, the country is practically open, and then it just seems like, you know, we're just kind of left behind. Now, I know, you know, people's lives are at risk and everything else, and that's the bigger picture, you know, overpaying your bills and stuff like that. I know that.
But after over 4 months...
Yeah, like, we are barely, you know, keeping our heads afloat, and it just feels like the rug's been pulled out from under us now that we, you know, we're at the finish line, everything's going to be okay, and now it's not.
Okay, but stay there for 1 second, Sarah. 6797981 is our phone number. You can send us a WhatsApp voice note to 0877-989898, like Gary just did.
How are we getting on, lads? Just in relation to the rest of the pubs opening, I don't think they should, because it's going to be like a big stampede as soon as the doors open. Look, you can go and get a pint now at the moment if you really want one. You can even pass by getting a meal. Everyone knows where you can go now at the moment for a pint without getting a meal. So whether they open the rest of them or not, people aren't going to be thirsty. Thanks, lads.
All right, let me go to Nicola. You're on 98FM. Hiya, Nicola.
Yeah, hiya.
Nicola, you've heard Sarah. They're herself and her husband literally on struggling by. They need him to get back to work, and it's not looking that way. Do you think it's too soon to open the pubs?
I think there's a lot being overlooked. No, I don't think the pubs should be open for a number of reasons.
Okay.
One, because who's going to police it? Like, If you be logical about it, we don't have enough guards to police what's going on as it is. So how are we going to expect them to police a pub? And then you're going to have violent outbursts because people are not going to be like being told what to do because they're drunk. So I think it's a disaster waiting to happen. On top of then the virus that's going around, we've had increased cases. If you look back at what we've opened in the last few weeks and now we've got increased cases, is that not telling you something on a logical standpoint?
Possibly. Although I have to say to you, Nicola, we understand a number of the cases that we've seen in recent weeks grew out of a house party down in Killarney. That wasn't in a pub, it wasn't in a restaurant.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying then about police. And so if people are concerned with house parties, ring the police. There's an option to do that.
Yeah.
So people need to be... I don't like involving police around myself. I couldn't maneuver anyway, that just doesn't fly. And I don't really fly with that stuff anyway. But if you're that concerned, you know, that's an option for you. But I genuinely do think that opening pubs is not going to work. But I also think that the government need to look at a package, possibly for publicans and people who can't go back to work. Now that the COVID payment has been taken off of the people that have gone back to work, how about increasing it for the people that haven't gone back to work and being a little bit more
because ultimately the country probably can't afford it. And I do understand. I mean, we couldn't afford any of the money that's been paid out. We just did it because we had to. But
I understand that. But we have a recession coming anyway. But should we not look after our own?
Okay, so now that more people have come back to work, increase the COVID payments.
Yeah, it's taken a weight off of the government. And I think they should look at looking after the people that have, you know, suffered the most a little bit better, so they can just pay their bills and take that worry off them. You know, I mean, we all have to look after each other, and the government needs to step up here. And I've no faith in them anyway, but I'm just...
Okay,
you know.
So now is not the time for reopening the pubs, in your opinion?
No.
All right,
no.
Let me have a listen to this from Cynthia.
Adrian, that publican or that man, he can speak about all the guidelines and all this. As soon as people get a few drinks on them, it's all going down the toilet. And how do you distance people in a pub? How? It just doesn't work. Pub with no food, it doesn't work. You know, tables to sit at, how? It doesn't work, Adrian.
All right, Cynthia, we'll take a very quick break. I'd love to hear from you. John, you believe that the time is right to reopen the pubs.
Yeah, Adrian, I do believe that the time is right. I think there's just not enough pubs open and too many people wanting to go to the pubs. I mean, whether it be house parties, pubs, or whatever, people want to have a drink. And I found myself, actually, because I do frequent, because I'm in the entertainment business, I do go to pubs. And I've found that I've seen people in pubs that I frequent that I've never, ever seen before in my life. And obviously, they're...
Meaning what?
What I'm getting at there, it means that their locals are not actually open. I mean, I've done a little equation. I mean, if you have 10 pubs in a particular area and you have 500 people that are potential customers, that equates to 50 people per pub. Whereas if you had 50 pubs open in the same area with the same 500 people wanting to drink, that would equate to 10 people per pub, which makes it, you know, social distancing so much better.
Yeah, and in fact, that was one of the claims from Donal O'Keefe from the LVA a while ago, that the more places are open, the more people will be spread out.
Well, this is it, yeah, and I mean, I don't understand why they can't just see that. I mean, if you're going to make a closure, you have to make it for everybody, but if you're going to have pubs open, the more, the merrier, really, because there's still, I mean, at least half of the population, by your opinion poll, won't even go to the pubs anymore, so they're not going to be as packed as what they were before the lockdown.
Mm. Now, the argument here is that, for example, in pubs that serve food, they are late. I'm sure you've been in one since they reopened. They're well organised. They have you have to sit down at your table. You order your food. You order a drink, whatever. But you're not standing at the bar and mingling very close with people. In terms of a bar that only sells alcohol, that's very, very difficult to enforce.
I think that just comes down to the people involved. I think that, I mean, if I was going to a bar which, you know, just sold a drink, and that I would socially distance, because whilst we still like a pint, we're still aware of what's going on around us, and we still want to keep ourselves safe as well. But we're just as safe walking down Henry Street as what we would be in a bar with maybe 10 or 15 people in. I, you know, people sneeze in Henry Street, people cough, people talk to each other. It's the same difference. We're just in a more enclosed space.
Yeah, okay, so you think that if we're going to have some of them open, we may as well have all of them open?
Yeah, but I mean, if you're going to have shopping malls open, shopping centres, you're going to have shops in general open, you've as much chance, you know, because it's congested in shops as well as it is going to be in bars. But as I say, I believe there's a lot of drinkers out there that right now won't drink in a bar. They'll prefer to drink at home because they're aware of the amount of people that could be around them, and they don't want to put them or their families at risk. But every day right now is a risk for wherever you go.
Mm. All right, Johnny says reopen the pubs. Another John on a WhatsApp voice note believes there's some hypocrisy here.
Hi, Adrian. I was in a shopping centre the other day. I won't say where, and there was a cafe on the ground floor, and people were all over each other. The tables were all packed. The tables were within a half a metre of each other. And I just said, you know, if this was a pub, people would be up in arms about it. But what's the difference?
Mm. Yeah, I get the point. Connor, you're on 98FM. Hi, Connor.
Hey,
sorry, Connor, your mobile is in a bad way there.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, that's better. Go on.
Yeah, I work on South William Street, and last night coming out of work at 12 o'clock, and the lane beside Pig was absolutely jammers. So people, even though they're going in and they're having their food and they're leaving, they're still bringing their naggins with them and still drinking. So irrespective of pubs opening and being responsible, people are still going to be idiots across the board. So
I know, but by not having them open, then they can't behave like idiots as much or as easily.
They can, though. If you all you need to do is put a WhatsApp group and 10 lads are sitting around the table again, and all of a sudden then it's irrespective of how responsible the pubs are, and every pub will and can be responsible. If their pundits aren't responsible, it's pointless. It really is, because you can, unless you have the power, obviously people are gone 14 weeks without getting money in the door. Yeah, that extra point from somebody else could get them over the edge for rent. And if they want to take that on because of the fact, and not have the social distance in a place, well, then it gets messy. Drugs come out, and it just gets silly. And people.
Now, one of the things that Donal O'Keefe was talking about there, and this is an interesting conversation as well. He was talking specifically about, and the best way to describe it is your traditional Dublin bar. Okay, let's look at Dublin for starters. He's not talking about late disco bars that play until 2:30 in the morning with a DJ, or nightclubs. He's talking about a bar that locals go to, you buy your pint, and you leave by 11:30. Is that not reasonable to consider opening those, and maybe not allow the late bars and the nightclubs to reopen?
It is if you go and have, you go, I'm going for my 2 points, I'm going for my point and leaving. But it's Ireland, and nobody goes for a point. the issue.
No, 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 I agree with you that nobody goes for a pint. But if the government were to say, look, we will allow bars to reopen, but if you're a late bar, sorry for your troubles. If you're a nightclub, sorry for your troubles. If you're just a bar that closes at 11:30, then away you go.
Yeah, in a certain respect, but in saying that, I mean, all it takes is for somebody else to walk in the door, two or three more people walk in the door, and then you have a crowd around the table, and that's when it gets messy. And that's the issue that I would have. I love sitting at a bar and having a pint, getting up and leaving again, and that's fine. And if it was police across the board like that, I don't think they'd have a problem with it. But the issue is when you turn around and you go. It's like it now the fact that people aren't working anyway, every night is a Saturday night. So if the pubs are open and people aren't working the next morning, well then, do you know what? At 11:30, let's go back to my gaff. And it does get messy, it gets irresponsible, and people have no inhibitions anyway when they have a drink on them. So it doesn't really matter to them. And that's the issue. Having the one or two points, look, that's fine. No one is going to have an issue with that, but unfortunately.
And look, I completely get that. I like to pop into my own local as well, have two pints, sit at the bar, and I was in it the other day, and it's such a strange experience with that not being an option.
Yeah.
But I'm accepting your point that not everybody just pops in for two pints and heads on. We just don't know where to stop, basically.
Yeah, exactly, and we have that issue in this country, and that's another conversation for another time. But isn't there an argument,
Conor, as John was saying a minute ago, that by opening all of the bars, at least people are spread out a bit more rather than being squashed into the ones that are open.
But my main point would be that if a group of lads haven't seen each other in 14 weeks, as the lads' points go. Well, then it doesn't matter how many people are in four or five different pubs. If they're going to join and congregate together, they're going to do it regardless. So my point being is the clusters of groups in that same area. I saw Instagram feeds over the weekend, and the group of lads got together. There were 10, 15 together. There was probably about 10 or 15, 20 glasses on a table. And they were more than likely there for more than their 2 hours. So the responsibility is, yes, on the pundit, but it's also on the pub owners as well. To say, look, I get that you want to meet up and fine, but there's too many of you here. You're getting messy. You're getting drunk. You need to leave because they want to stay open. It's in the interest of the pubs themselves
to enforce this. Yes, yeah,
absolutely.
All right, Conor. Thanks very much indeed. And Deirdre, you were in, and don't name the place, please, if you don't mind, but you were in a particular place last week, and there was no rush on you getting out of it.
No, we went in for food and we ordered food. All the tables were 2 metres apart. It's grand.
Mm-hmm.
Bar area was closed off. We had our food, had a couple of drinks, keeping our eye on the time. He said to the waitress, are we in a rush to leave? And she said, no, you're grand. Now, the place was not packed, but it did get busier. But we stayed for about 3 or 4 hours, and we normally go in the same door and out the same door, but we were told, when we're exiting the pub, we have to go through the bar and out through the front.
Oh.
So when we were leaving, we went through the bar area, and it was just full of men sitting there like a snug bar, and nobody was ordering food.
Yeah, well, so, I have to say, I was in a place in Waterford on Saturday night, and obviously I won't name the place, but it said on the door, for residents only. Okay, but we went in anyhow to see where we're going to be stopped, walked over to a table, sat down, discovered that they had an app that you could just order your drink, and the drink was delivered to our table, no questions asked, and we were there for the whole evening, never had a bite to eat. So, that seems very unfair on the other pubs.
It's unfair. I think it's unfair on the local pubs that just have men that go sit at the bar for their chat and go home. You know, I can understand the ones in town where, you know, the madness starts, but there is an argument
for places that were before all of this, late bars with DJs and music and whatever, for them not to be allowed to reopen, and just the local bars that close at 11:30 at night to be allowed to open.
Yeah, but there's an argument about everything, but I think personally they should open, and I think it's up to, we're all adults and grown up, and people just need to cop on.
I know, but that's the problem, though, isn't it? That's the problem with us Irish, with alcohol.
You want the pubs open,
We need to behave ourselves, yeah. Now, and like I said, that place I was in on Saturday evening in Waterford, everyone did behave themselves. Everybody was sitting at tables.
Yeah, it was the same in this pub. Yeah. Like, even the men sitting in the bar, they were all sitting. They weren't, like, obviously people that were together were sitting together, but it was fine, like.
Mm. All right, let's have a listen to a couple of WhatsApps. This is from Dermot.
Adrian, there's absolutely no consistency in any of these guidelines at all. I can go into a Bucky's at 9:30 in the morning to my local Paddy Powers and stay there till 9:30 at night. Fellas leaning over me to look at papers on the wall or take prices off the board. And we're all sharing the same pens, and we can stay there for 12 hours, but yet I can only go into the pub for an hour and 5 minutes, or for 105 minutes. Just riddle me that, please.
Yeah, I can't. The answer to that, Dermot, I just can't. Michael, you're on 98FM. How are you, Michael?
How's it going, Adrian?
Now, Michael, you are a bartender yourself.
Yeah.
Are you back to work yet or not?
I am, actually. I'm back, yeah.
And
40 or 140, it's mad being back, but what you were saying about, like, that chapter said about being in the bookies. So yep. Why does that not apply to being in the pub? Like, it's crazy.
So what has it been like? You're obviously in a place that serves food, which I didn't realise 2/3 of Dublin's pubs are actually reopened, but the other 1/3 aren't. What's it been like being back to work?
The first week, it was, yeah, names, bookings and all that. And now it's just like, you walk in, yeah, make sure you have a table and that's it. You can have your drink. You don't need food.
Right. Do you even leave menus on the table to make it look like they're ordering food?
Yeah, you have to leave menus, yeah.
Yeah, to make it look like they're going to order food.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they don't really have to.
Yeah, it's...
And have the guards been in at all?
Yeah, they have, yeah.
And what did they look...
I'm not going to say where it was.
No, and I don't want you to either, but... they have been in.
Yeah, they were definitely in.
And what are they looking for? Or what are they asking people, or what are they doing?
They were just looking for people that were getting, like, takeaway drinks, because if we haven't got, like, tables that we can serve people, they'll ask for takeaway drinks to go off.
Right, and the guards don't want you doing that?
No, that was a big no-no, yeah, so...
And you told the guys on the switch that you're a little bit frustrated or furious listening to the conversation. Why?
Because, like what way, like, when's it going to change? Like, how's it going to change?
I don't know what you mean. How are rules going to be relaxed?
Yeah, like, when are they going to be relaxed? Like, first of all, you have to take everyone's name and email and phone number and time, and next of all you're getting told, oh, but then just leave them, you can get just save them drinks for the whole day.
I mean there is no guidance at this moment, but like I said, you work in a place that serves food. How do you feel about the other bars being allowed to reopen and disco bars and nightclubs?
That's a thing as well, like, so how are the nightclubs, like, how are the late bars not going to happen? I just don't understand it. Late bars not going to happen. Local bar. I haven't been to my local pub, like, for a pint.
Mm.
I went to Thunder Roads there yesterday, and that was my first pint. You know, like, just having a pint, like, in an establishment. And that's Thunder Roads. That's not my local, you know?
No,
what
of
I mean?
Course. Yeah. So do you think they should be allowed to reopen on Monday?
I think they should, yeah. But if you're going to have guidelines for restaurants and 2 meters and all that, you're not going to have that for, like, local pubs. So how are they going to operate?
Mm. Yeah, it's a very difficult time. I have to say, for the guys...
And I know lots of owners of pubs, and I wouldn't even talk to them. I'd be like, what are you going to do? And they're like, we don't know.
Mm.
Wait till
it's awful, it really is, and I really genuinely feel sorry for anybody who's hoping to be able to reopen on Monday.
Yeah, especially the small pubs, because, like, the ones around Temple Bar and all that, they're grand. They have their money. They've made their money. They like, the owners of them places, like, they have money.
Can probably afford to leave them closed for another while. Yeah,
the little local pubs, they have to pay rent. Mm.
All right, let me just squeeze in one last call. Where am I going? Carol, have I spoken to you yet?
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't indeed. How are you,
Hi,
Carol?
Hi, hello. I'm based in Dublin. and I've been to a few places within Dublin City Centre. And I have to say that the managers are ensuring the responsibility that they take the names of people coming in and the contact phone number or email address.
As has been the case in any place I've been to as well.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of people going into the places. You know, there'll be a certain amount, but there's not a lot of people going in that it's going to be packed. People are acting responsible in the places that I've been to.
But that's because of the way in which the rules are at the minute, that you have to sit down, that you have to have food, and you can have your couple of drinks, and then after 105 minutes, head on. Although I don't know anywhere that's enforcing that 105 minutes. But anyway.
No, they aren't enforcing that. Maybe if you're staying too long and, you know, you're spending too much time over one drink, well, yeah, then they will.
It gives them a reason to get rid of you. But yeah. So you believe that the pubs should be allowed to reopen on Monday?
Yeah, I definitely do. There's pubs, there's places in Dublin City Centre, like the Central, the Grand Central. Bar there on the corner of Abbey Street, that definitely should be allowed to open. Wynn's Hotel wasn't opened, and I can't understand why that's not open. They serve food in there. And
how do you feel then? And you know, the bars that you've just mentioned, some of my favourite bars in town, how would you feel about the other bars that stay open really, really late and play music and...
I don't agree with that.
Okay, no, you think should remain closed?
Well, I think, you know, if they're open too late, the chances are, you know, if to ensure that the same people are not there and to ensure that people don't get out of hand. You know, the managers are very strict. From the time you walk in, and the staff are too, they're ensuring that people don't drink too much and start getting out of hand. That I haven't seen that happen where I've been. You know, people are acting very responsible, the staff.
But the worry obviously is if it comes to disco bars and late bars and nightclubs and stuff like that, it gets really, really messy. So maybe allow the local bars to reopen and not the party bars, basically.
Yeah, because I don't think it's fair to the staff. You know, the staff that need their income and, the life... It's fair to all those people and their families. You know, they need to live like
everybody
else.
I agree with you. All right, Carol, thanks very much indeed. And let me just bring in a couple of WhatsApp voice notes to wrap this up. Aideen is worried about what might happen.
If we keep continuing the way that we're going to end up in a lockdown at Christmas, and that's going to be awful. It's all well and good having a lockdown when the weather is scorching hot and you can get out and about, but when it's absolutely lashing rain, as is with Irish winters, it's going to be so depressing. So we need to act now, nip this in the bum and get it done, and then we can all go to the pub at Christmas.
All right, Lana couldn't believe what she saw at the weekend.
Hi, Adrian. I know we were on talking about whether the pubs should or should not reopen, but some of the pubs aren't even following guidelines. Like, I was in town there the weekend, and no booking is needed. You just walk in, no food is required, and you just sit there and you have your drinks for as long as you want. Like, some of them, it was ridiculous, the things I was seeing. I don't agree with it at all. I don't think it's time for pubs to reopen.
All right, and let me just see. I think we've one more. Yeah, we do have one more. This is from David.
30-odd people, Adrian, were infected yesterday. 30 people out of 4.5 million. Just open the pubs and be done with it. Jesus Christ.
And David, I get that. But there was a stage back in March that we had, just 30-odd people. And then it went up and up and up and up, and we know where that ended, and we know how many people sadly got very seriously ill or died as a result of it. So it's easy to say, it's only 30-something cases out of 4.8 million, but the risk is that it could increase again. And one last call. Aidan, you're a barman, and interestingly, you think the bars should stay shut.
Yeah, they should stay.
Why? Oh, sorry, we just lost him. Oh, he was about to tell me he's a barman and he thinks they should stay shut, but we've just lost him. All right, okay, thank you very much indeed, all of you, for your calls. 98.
Every morning from 10, 98FM's Dublin Talks keeps you up to date with COVID-19. Dublin Talks. Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.